Sportsnet's Nick Kyprios joining us now. And Kipper, you've had a very busy hour trying to break down and find out the details of this Coyotes-Rangers deal.
Yeah, always some moving parts and pieces, but Yendl is now a New York Ranger, while John Moore and Duclair, a young, promising player who is pretty familiar with Max Domi from the World Junior Team, is now a member of the Coyotes. So the Rangers wanted a little upgrade. They got it. They were going to lose Moore. It was a UFA. We'll see where Yendl ends up and how he fits in with the New York Rangers.
Yeah, and can you believe that we're talking about an Arizona Coyotes deal, Kipper, in which they're absorbing some of someone's contract, in this case half of Yandel's salary, not only for this year, but for next year?
Well, I think that really tells you how much they wanted Duclair and how they see him as a fit with Max Domi. So that was the piece that mattered for them. And Rangers gave up a promising player, but the window for the Rangers to win is now and probably in the next 3 or 4 years with King Henry there. And that's why they made this move. They've got to take a run at it now while Lundqvist is in his prime.
Mm-hmm. Do you expect Matt Zuccarello to now be extended? Because I know there were some difficulties between the two sides in getting together on a deal. Do you expect now that Zuccarello would be extended?
I don't think so, Sammy. I think right now it appears that they still don't have the necessary room in the salary cap to sign Zuccarello. If Zuccarello is willing to take a bit of a haircut, I think there's a deal to be made. But what the Rangers are offering and what is market value for him by the time July 1st rolls around might be the difference of $1 million to $1.5 million per season. And I don't think he's going to take the haircut. They've got to sign Stepan. They got to sign Hagelin. And those guys alone will probably command somewhere in the vicinity of $4.5-5 million. I can only guess how high they'll have to be re-signed at.
So he could possibly be dealt between now and 3 o'clock tomorrow.
Well, in theory, yes.
Yeah.
Probability says no, because again, they're a Stanley Cup contending team. They went to the finals last year. How many teams that are contending for a Stanley Cup are willing to trade away a guy on the first line, right?
Yeah.
And I don't think that they can get any value back for him of significance without hurting their hockey club.
Earlier today, Curtis Glencross finally getting traded and ends up with the Washington Capitals. The Flames grabbing a couple of picks there. Looking at the Washington Capitals with Glencross being added, Tim Gleason, just to beef up the D a little bit, your thoughts on the Caps right now?
Yeah, I've liked the Caps since New Year's Day when they put on a pretty good show in the outdoor game. It just seems like Barry Trotz has done a nice job. I know the last couple of games he's not too happy, and probably a little reinforcement on the front and the backside is something that's welcomed on Trotz's bench. But this will really come down to how hot Ovechkin can stay. And, you know, it's one thing to go through the trial run of a regular season, but the real season, Sammy, as we know, is the Stanley Cup playoffs, and that'll be the true test to see if Ovechkin's really transformed into a good all-around game breaker, as well as staying within the team concept.
Mm. Kipper, in seeing Washington, in theory, improve, the Rangers doing so as well, do you expect the Islanders and Pittsburgh to follow suit in the Metropolitan Division?
Well, look at what the Islanders were able to do in the offseason and in the trades right up at training camp on defense with Letty and Boychuk. Halak has come in there nicely and played well, and now, you know, Tavares has got a deeper lineup to work with. So in many ways, Sammy, when you've made significant changes within 12 months, you know, sometimes making too many changes isn't necessarily a good thing, especially this late when you try to implement new players into a system and and try to form some chemistry. So I think the Islanders are in pretty good shape, you know, moving forward here, if in fact they choose not to make a deal here. So in Pittsburgh, you know, they've already gone Dave Perron. That was a significant move. We'll see if Montreal beefs up their back end a little bit with two older guys in Gonchar and Markov. As well as Markov's played, you worry about a little bit too much on his plate, you know, at age 37 and coming off significant knee injuries.
Kipper, I got to ask you about the Toronto Maple Leafs and Damian Cox saying that the Leafs are definitely interested or listening to offers for Bernier. Also that next out the door, the likelihood or the likeliest to be moved would be Jokinen, Booth, Corbinian, and Holzer on the Leaf front. What's the latest you're hearing?
Yeah, that they're open for shopping. Not that I expect them to move James Van Riemsdyk, but people are telling me if there's a deal to be made, they're willing to move him. I don't really get that and understand it just based on what he can still deliver for you and at a pretty inexpensive price tag where his contract's at. So, you know, in saying that, I think the names that you mentioned are expected to not be a part of the team this time tomorrow. But, you know, the one that everybody waits for is, I think, Phaneuf. I think it's abundantly clear that he won't be the captain next year. So the sooner they can get him out, the better. And they're trying real hard to make that deal going into tomorrow.
Well, and so I was talking to Kevin Grant of the Toronto Maple Leafs or Toronto Star, and he covers the Toronto Maple Leafs. And Kevin was saying that not everybody, but he's expecting one key member of the core to be dealt between now and 3 o'clock tomorrow. Do you feel the same way?
I do. And I think, you know, I don't know, Sammy, call it a gut feel, but I think this time tomorrow, it wouldn't surprise me at all to see Phaneuf, a member of another hockey club. And it might take eating some of that salary, but it's amazing how attractive Phaneuf gets to a lot of teams that need defense help if the Leafs eat some of that contract. So the only question is whether or not they can negotiate that price tag. And I don't know what the magic number is. Is it $6 million? Is it $5 million? Is it $5.5 million? But as soon as there's a number that can be agreed upon, Phaneuf will not be a Toronto Maple Leaf.
Kipper, I'll be staring at your handsome mug starting at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. Thanks a lot, man.
Anytime, Sammy.